Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey folks, no matter what you reveal to the people concerning the propaganda narrative, all the little useful conservative idiots are just going right along with everything, aren't they? Pray for Israel. So I say, explain who Israel is. Please just show me, explain to me who Israel is. Because, folks, like I sent to Tim Brown, morning show host, it was interesting because I was just thinking out loud, so I wanted to share with him my thoughts, and I just want to see if you can put this together in your own minds. The children of Israel were the children of Israel before Israel. Right? Why? Because if you're paying attention to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, Israel is not a place. It's a people, right? Who are the people of God? Israel. Hey, folks, here, look at this. Erin Post, she's a friend of mine, Israel is not a place. Then a lady said, well, you are 100% right. Most people don't understand that. Then another lady said, it boggles my mind. I'm not even well-versed in the Bible, but I understand this much. How does this jive with the ignorant that just keep going on in their ignorance? I mean, the Bible's clear when it tells us in Proverbs 13:13, he who despiseth the word despiseth his own soul. They're unashamed. Doesn't the Bible tell us in 2 Timothy 2:15 that we're to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth? And doesn't it tell us in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge? What are these people talking about? Pray for Israel. Here's another thing I wanted to cover. Yeah, pray. Pray for Israel. The people of God. Absolutely. I want to make another point with that in just a moment. But again, let me go back to this. Yes, pray. First, yeah, pray. Please do. Stoop the seed, as they call it. Drop the seed in the soil and bring prayer about. Right? But you had to do the work to do that, right? That's something that's completely foreign to the church, is the works with the faith. You do the works because you have the faith. You don't do the works to get saved. You do the works because you are saved. They have it completely upside down. They've never gone that far before because they've never been taught that before. Or should I say, because we're not going to blame them for what they failed to do for themselves. God helps those that help themselves. But the fact of the matter is they've never taken the time to know the difference. Hey, folks, listen carefully. Jacob was a great prophet who lived hundreds of years before the time of Christ. Because Jacob was faithful, the Lord gave him the special name of Israel, which means one who prevails with God, or let God prevail, or God's fighter. Am I confusing anybody? I just wanted to make clear. Okay, good. Okay, so what are the conservatives of the day talking about? They're just parroting what they're hearing from the propagandists. And yesterday we even took the time to show you it's nothing but more provocation. Everything about what just took place, allegedly, has the earmarks of red flags. Self-infliction. Creating chaos so we can bring in a new world order. We showed you video yesterday showing you that yesterday's news was actually from a year ago. 2 years ago. And the way they get away with it is people don't pay attention to the fact that they already threw that propaganda on them years previous to what just took place yesterday. In other words, let me say it this way. Because of the short memory spans of the people that don't pay attention to the details. But I showed you a video yesterday as to the fact that, friends, not all people are not paying attention. Just some people are not paying attention. And the sad part is it's the majority of the people that aren't paying attention to the details. And that's why they continuously do it over and over and over again. Here, I want to see if I can just go ahead and pull this up for you again so you can see it during the first segment here. And concerning the video that I did show to you yesterday, and it was a young lady that took the time to show you that you're being lied to in a big way, okay? So let's go ahead and see what she has to say.
Media offices and media buildings were being targeted in Gaza. And you can clearly see October 7th. There's the date right there. Here's the video footage that came up about this entire media explosion. This looks, again, like a controlled demolition, which I talked about yesterday if you want to go to my page and see that. But lucky for me, they left the media headline right here. So all I did to fact check this was put this headline into Google. Okay. And here it is. How Israel bombed a Gaza media tower. Again, why are we targeting the media towers? That's the part that caught my attention to begin with. But then look over here at the date. The 15th of May of 2021.
Exactly. The 15th of May of 2021. Her headline was, "Are we being lied to again?" How many times do you need to be lied to before you figure out, folks, that you're being lied to? Here, let's go ahead and listen to Ron Paul about what's going on
with Gaza right now. We have some responsibility for both sides in a way, because we provide help and funding for both Arab nations and Israel.
Wait a second. So we're funding both sides of the war. Isn't that what bankers do? Why? Yes, in fact, that's exactly what they do. Hey, folks. Like I said, if we're fighting each other, we're fighting the wrong people. We know who the bad guys are. Why are we playing the dupes to ill-designing men by going after each other when, in fact, we should be dealing with the guilty by laying the axe to the root of the tree? This is absolutely ridiculous. But let's go back and listen to Ron Paul again concerning this throwback, because we're seeing it happen again.
We definitely have a moral responsibility, and especially now today, the weapons being used to kill so many Palestinians are American weapons. And
wow, military-industrial complex
being used for this. But there's a political liability, which I think is something that we fail to look at, because too often there's so much blowback from our intervention in areas that we should
be involved. Okay, so we're funding both sides of these wars, and people are trying to figure out why they're funding the wars. Well, let me ask you a question. If they're funding both sides of the war, then who's actually advocating and provoking the war and broadcasting on the war? Those that created it. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic. We're going to keep you abreast as to what's going on. Majority of what's going on right now is nothing but distraction, and I'm going to show you that as well because you are being invaded right now, friends. And there's some alarming news, and I'm going to share that with you, too. It's a video, audio. You'll see that in just a couple minutes here. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, okay? We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. I know we got some of those atheists out there. I know. You know what's interesting? Atheists, they don't believe in leprechauns or fairies or none of that other stuff. No, they only believe in the God they say they don't believe, but the reason that they're at war with him is because they do believe. It's idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book, under heaven. It's craziness, isn't it? There's a lot of atheists they claim right now, but just wait until war pokes its head out. And we're going to see all those atheists now crying out to God as a bunch of fair-weathered friends because they all the well know as to who he is and how he is alive. Hey, friends, how foolish can a people be? Go ahead and read Psalm 14. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. They're so foolish that they're more foolish, Romans 1:22, than that of the devils, because the Bible tells us that the devils believe and tremble. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah, that's why they're ridiculous and nobody can take them serious. A building has a builder, right? A painting has a painter. Creation has a creator. Common sense comes into play here. So let's get back to the point here, okay? I want to go back. I want to give you a throwback by Ron Paul. I want you to listen carefully to the details. This is a two-minute video. And again, pay attention to what he is saying here, friends, because it's happening again. Look at this. You can always tell who's behind or what the pill in the jam is. You can always tell who's behind the crisis as to who profits from the crisis. Okay? Ron Paul just got done telling us both sides are funded by America. The weapons that are given to them by America. So who profits from it? The military-industrial complex. Look at any war in all wars, friends. And this is why on January 6th of 1961, Eisenhower warned us of the military-industrial complex, who works hand in glove with the propagandists and the useful idiots in the mainstream media to sell a war. But keep in mind, with a big question mark, ask yourself, who's creating these wars? Again, if we're fighting each other, we're fighting the wrong people, friends. Let's get back over to this and check out what Ron Paul had to say
particular,
a long time ago.
Gaza right now, we have some moral responsibility for both sides in a way, because we provide help and funding for both Arab nations and Israel. And so we have a moral responsibility, and especially now today, the weapons being used to kill so many Palestinians are American weapons, and American funds essentially are being used for this. But there's a political liability, which I think is something that we fail to look at, because too often there's so much blowback from our intervention in areas that we shouldn't be involved in. You know, Hamas, if you look at the history, you'll find out that Hamas was encouraged and really started by Israel, because they wanted Hamas to counteract Yasser Arafat. He said, that was better then.
But I just don't believe that. I just don't believe that. Well, who sold you the lie? The same mainstream media's propagandists that you say you don't believe. So which one is it? Ron Paul here is not blurting the truth out in his confusion. He's telling you the truth of the matter. You know what I find is most people don't want to come to the conclusion as to who's responsible for the issues that we deal with. And you want to know why? Because then they have to take responsibility and deal with them. And they don't want to do that. They want to hide themselves behind more questions. That's what they want to do. They don't want to do. As I was talking about during the first segment, people just want to pray. They don't want to do. No, they just want God to do for them what God has commanded them to do, Proverbs 7:2. But that's not what they want to do. And then they reap the consequences, and then they're trying to figure out why they're reaping the consequences. Folks, read Numbers 32, because that's exactly what's happening here. Let's listen to the rest of this. This is a throwback by Ron Paul.
We didn't want Hamas to do this. So then we as Americans say, well, we have such a good system. We're going to impose this on the world. We're going to invade Iraq and teach people how to be Democrats. We want free elections. So we encourage the Palestinians to have a free election. They do, and they elect Hamas. So we first indirectly and directly through Israel help establish Hamas. Then we have election. Then Hamas becomes dominant, so we have to kill them. You know, it just doesn't make sense. During the 80s, you know, we were allied with Osama bin Laden, and we were contending with the Soviets. It was at that time our CIA thought it was good if we radicalized the Muslim world. So we financed the madrasa schools to radicalize the Muslims in order to compete with the Soviets. There's too much blowback. There's a lot of reasons why we should oppose this resolution. It is not in the interest of the United States. It's not in the interest of Israel either.
Okay, so there you have it, folks. There you have it. There's the truth of the matter. And again, if you haven't taken the time to read Smedley Butler's book, War is a Racket, do yourself a favor. Super easy to understand. And after you're done reading the book, you'll always stand against any war. Seriously. And the people that profit from war sicken me to the core. Who's profiting from these wars? That's all you have to ask yourself. Who's doing it? And once you figure that out, then you're going to understand how the whole game is being played and how you're a little pawn on their table. if you're going along with it, or if you're caught up in between it. No. And what's worse is they're taking our money and they're advocating war without delegated authority from the people. So they're acting as a government unto themselves and assuming authority, again, that's never been given to them. It's happening again and again and again. But I want to tell you, much of what's going on today right now in Israel, this is all distraction. That's all it is. It's total distraction. Well, why do you say that, Bradley? Because what is in fact happening right now, and I brought this up and I've been keeping this out there in front of the people, is how your borders are being invaded and how the Department of Homeland Security and how Border Patrol are actually taking those illegals into America. They're busing them into America as we speak. And they've got your eyes off of something that has nothing to do with you, America. And just like I've continuously told you, they always want to keep you distracted. The politicians and the mainstream media always distracting, and always smoke and mirrors, and more smoke and mirrors, and more dog and pony shows. That's it. We get them all day long, and a majority of that information, propaganda information, comes to me by said conservatives who are controlled opposition. Americans, you better pull back the onion peels on what's going on here, because those that you have been putting your trust in have failed you for decades. And whenever you put your trust in a man, the Lord said that cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, Jeremiah 17. Okay? And the fact of the matter is that's where we're at today. I've shared with you, friends, and I played video for you over and over on the show. And again, hopefully this will explain to you why much of our shows are being censored, because the media does not want you receiving the information that we're giving you. Yesterday I showed you the video of these individuals that are being brought into America from the southern border. Do you notice that every single one of them, but two, save two, they're all males, there's only two women. And they are military-aged men, okay? I want to just premise this before the heartbreak that comes up. And then I also took the time to show you the buses that are dropping them off in California, in Texas, in Arizona, on the southern border. And it's not just the southern border, but also the northern border. Don't forget about that, okay? I showed you the buses in particular in San Diego where they're literally dropping them off, and those that are driving them in are Mexicans, right, on Border Patrol, and they work for America, supposedly, but they're fist bumping these illegals that are being drawn in and bussed into American cities. But again, you got to ask yourself the question, why are they all military-aged men? And furthermore, you might want to ask yourself, why are bases being set up in Texas with these military-aged men? And why is there a 900% increase of Chinese nationals coming into America? And now we're finding that the Syrians are being mass imported into America. I'll show you that on the other side. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. At least 11 Americans are among the dead after surprise attacks on Israel triggered the start of an all-out war over the weekend. This is now the third day of Israeli forces battling the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says what Hamas has done is unforgivable. The field of GOP presidential candidates is shrinking. Former Texas Congressman Will Hurd announcing yesterday he's dropping out of the race, said it became clear to him that the time had come to suspend his campaign. He will be supporting former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. This week, a vote scheduled to determine the next House Speaker. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana have both thrown their hats into the ring for consideration. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Yes, you're welcome. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Kenneth calling from Duluth, Minnesota. What say you, my friend?
Well, hi, Bradley. I just had a question about the situation in Israel.
Yes, sir.
Is there any truth, do you think, that Israeli intelligence or another group created the group Hamas?
Well, I just played a piece for you by Ron Paul that said it was created. As a matter of fact, I could play the video for you again.
Missed that part. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. I'll tell you what I'll do, Kenneth. I will play it one more time to put some clarity on it, and then what I'll do is I'll jump to my next point. This is your show, and I want to make it the most for you to understand the topic. So I will play it for you. I'll do it for you right now, okay, my friend? Are you listening, or are you watching, or are you listening through radio station?
On Rumble.
Okay, cool. Okay, I will go ahead and play this for you again right now, okay?
Hey, thank you very much.
Yep, you're welcome. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and play this for Kenneth in case he missed this. I want you to listen carefully. It's a short video. Again, this is Ron Paul. This is a throwback. I'm here to tell you right now what's going on over there is another psychological manipulative way to get your eyes off of what's going on in America right now. Well, we're being led to believe that they're under attack. Also consider the source as to who created these wars. You're the ones that are under attack in your backyard. You got to pay attention to this because you can systematically follow the pattern. Just pay attention to it. And first of all, the Lord gives you the anointing to know the difference. The 1 John 2:27. And not only does the anointing anointing break the yoke of bondage, but we're also anointed to know, because he gives us eyes to see and he gives us ears to hear. So let's listen to Ron Paul give us the information that Kenneth from Duluth, Minnesota just called and asked for, okay? Again, it's a short video, and then we will move on to the next topic.
In particular, with Gaza right now, we have some moral responsibility for both sides, in a way, because we provide help and funding for both Arab nations and Israel. And so we definitely have a moral responsibility, and especially now today, the weapons being used to kill so many Palestinians are American weapons, and American funds essentially are being used for this. But there's a political liability, which I think is something that we fail to look at, because too often there's so much blowback from our intervention in areas that we shouldn't be involved in. You know, Hamas, if you look at the history, you'll find out that Hamas was encouraged and really started by Israel, because they wanted Hamas to counteract Yasser Arafat. And you said, well, yeah, that was better then and served its purpose, but we didn't want Hamas to do this. So then we as Americans say, well, we have such a good system, we're going to impose this on the world. We're going to invade Iraq and teach people how to be Democrats. We want free elections. So we encourage the Palestinians to have a free election. They do, and they elect Hamas. So we first, indirectly and directly through Israel, help establish Hamas. Then we have election. Then Hamas becomes dominant, so we have to kill them. You know, it just doesn't make sense. During the 80s, you know, we were allied with Osama bin Laden, and we were contending with the Soviets. It was at that time our CIA thought it was good if we radicalized the Muslim world.
See, so here, let me say this, folks. Let me just make this clear. Everything that's happening is self-serving to those powers that are tolerated by the people. It's all self-serving. It sounds like what Ron Paul may be saying to those that are not listening to all the details, that this is nothing short of conjecture. It conflicts at every given turn. No, it doesn't. Go up another layer. Pull back another onion layer, okay? And go up another layer to understand the people that are calling the shots. Here, let me say it this way. You look at organizations, unconstitutional though they are. You look at FBI, CIA, ATF, all these unconstitutional agencies that have been created. People are trying to figure out why there's so many good guys in them, but yet they're doing bad things. Because there's bad guys into these organizations. And by the way, if I can define the good in an unconstitutional agency, that's what I'm trying to do my best to do, though they're not good neither, because they're not doing their job. Because if they were doing their job, they would be upholding the Constitution. And if that was the case, there would be no FBI or an agency that they're not a part of. So they don't want to lose their job, so they're just going to go along with it and pretend that they're the good guys. But keep in mind, these agencies all operate compartmentalized. They're all compartmentalized. Okay, so this part doesn't know what this part is doing. This agency doesn't know what this agency is doing. But the people above them that are pulling the strings understand everything that they're doing. And so the confusion that is there is created by design so they can continuously do the things that they're doing. Folks, this is not difficult to understand. All of what we're seeing in Israel right now is self-serving. Everything that you see in the mainstream media, for the most part, easily, hands down, for the most part, is self-serving. It's self-serving. And they call the shots. And if they don't call the shots, then what they do is they censor you and suppress you. That's a different story. But I think everybody understands clearly now that everything that's been created is always self-serving. Isn't it interesting how we haven't heard from about the Al-Qaeda or the Muslim threat since 2011? Or I'm sorry, since 2001? Why? Because they don't need it anymore. It's always resurrected when they need it. And it's interesting, if people pay attention to the details concerning them, concerning Al-Qaeda and all these Hamas and all these other organizations that have been created, by the way, by the CIA, isn't it interesting how they're just used at will? And they're never, ever abolished. Why? Because they want to create all these monsters, all these entities, all these agencies. Why? Because they want to keep control. And the way to keep things in control is to continuously keep control by having the helm to the conspiracy that they're a part of. It's scriptural, friends. Jeremiah 11:9. Read the commentary by Matthew Henry on Jeremiah 11:9. It's fascinating. But this is what happens to a people that forsake God, because if the people in this country or any other country obeyed them, they would go all the way up the flagpole and deal with the people that are pulling the strings. But that's not what we do. Well, too many people have died that way. Well, you know what? Everything that we have today called freedom, friends, someone had to lay on the altar of sacrifice to give us what we have through their sacrifice, John 15:13. And without it, we wouldn't be here today. Our forefathers never in a million years would have tolerated the things that the American people tolerate today. Never in a million years. Never in a million years. I wanted to show you this, and this is a great segue into what I'm going to be talking about next, and it does have everything to do with it. But look at this. Missile intel on Hamas attack. Explosion of suspected terrorist at border raise alarm inside of the U.S. I just got done telling you that. I just got done telling you, folks. Don't be distracted by what they're creating over there. We have no business over there. Zero. Folks, we have enough problems here, but see what they do is they do this sleight of hand. They do something over there, distract you. Well, they're doing it right in your backyard. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. I'll say the headline again. JustTheNews.com, missed intel on Hamas attack, explosion of suspected terrorists at border, raise alarm inside of U.S. I want to say this real quick before I go to the next point. Isn't it amazing that the information that you get that is confusing more than anybody else comes from what you call conservatives in the United States? It is. Hands down, they're the problem. Because they're not conservatives. They're taking a little of what the mainstream media's propagandists are selling you, and then they're putting their own spin on it, and then they're throwing it at you. It's embarrassing, to say the least. It truly is. Now, somebody had just said, you know, our fall, our demise is going to come at the hands of that of Joe Biden. Well, you people in this country already know, and I've said this 1,000 times, Joe Biden is not there by the people's vote. We all know that. Well, then the question that I propose to everybody is, then why are you allowing him to remain? Why are 329.5 million people in this country allowing him to remain? And therein lies the answer as to why we have the problems that we have. So what we do, instead of actually lawfully removing Joe Biden, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecuting Joe Biden, we put up with Joe Biden, and then we complain about it, and that's all we do is complain about it. We've taught ourselves and conditioned ourselves, and I'm saying the people have. I'm not partaking with this. I am not in that lump. But I do want you to understand that you've conditioned yourselves to do nothing but complain about what you tolerate. And so if that's where you're going to let it go and you're going to let it lie there, then guess what? You're going to pay the piper. And paying the piper is exactly what the American people are doing. Now, I did want to show everybody something concerning that topic because I don't know if people in the country have seen this yet, but it's actually a piece on Joe Biden's brother. He was just busted recently where he was posting his own pictures on gay networks, folks. Gay networks, no joke. He was posting himself on gay networks. Another Biden mess. Joe's brother placed naked selfie on gay porn website. You're looking at it right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And folks, if you want to know what the problem is, again, it's what you tolerate. How many crimes does this criminal family have to commit before the people lawfully remove him? Here's another question for you. Why are all those good guys, you know, those freedom fighters in Washington, D.C., why is it that they're still doing nothing about Joe Biden? You ever ask yourself that? Because they're just as guilty as these guys. That's why. Give me one of the best that you have in Washington, D.C., and I will give you a background story on them. Every single one of them are extorted. They are compromised. If that was not the case, I always ask the question, then where's the justice? Hey, folks, then where is the justice? That's where you stop, right? This is what I love about doing due diligence, friends, because I know I'm right. You say that's arrogance. No, it's not. I'm judging them by their fruit. That's all I'm doing. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to come right back on the other side, and I'm going to play a video for you, folks, that you need to see as to what's going on in your backyard.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. This is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here you go. And again, notice how this all, you know, I can go there and yep, I'm being quick into it right now. It's interesting, folks, that I remember what was about 5 years ago, I was talking about how I knew that the southern border, and I'm talking about giftings, 1 Corinthians 12, I knew the southern borders, there was a flood coming in. And then I remember right before the pandemic, I shared with everybody, which I hardly ever do, because I'm not trying to draw attention to myself. But I felt that the Lord wanted me to share it with you, where I had the dream of the tsunami, okay? And this is, I got it all posted. You can go on sonsoflibertymedia.com and you can check out the dream. It's exactly what's happening. And again, I'm not trying to be one of those fanatic, fleshly, prophesying from their own heart prophets, right? And I'm not trying to play anything but be obedient to the Lord. Well, I shared that with you, and here we are. Here's the flood of illegals coming in at the same time as the pandemic. But the Lord also showed me that we have the power to stop it. Okay, but if we're going to stand back and just allow it to happen, it's going to keep happening. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about. So I told you about the illegals coming in, being bussed into California. I showed you the video there. I just showed you the video yesterday of all the individuals that are military-age men coming in over on the southern border, the 900% increase of Chinese nationals coming across the southern border. And notice, folks, that none of them are distressed. None of them are distressed, and I'm about ready to show you why, because what I had told you before is exactly what's rolling out here. And I'm not saying it as to bring attention to myself. I'm just saying I trust the gifting. I totally do. I trust the discernment that the Lord has given me. He's always right. You have to follow the lead. He has not changed. Man has changed, right? But we continuously follow the lead, Romans 8:14, and look what happens. Okay, so let me show you this first one. These are fighting age men now on the Syrian border. I'm sorry, on American border. They are Syrian men invading our borders. I want you to check this piece out.
We broke this story a couple months ago where this had become the new crossing point for illegals. We've had reporters down here for the last couple months. It's been continuous. Just came back down. You've got mostly West African. You have people from India, people from Egypt. But for whatever reason, the cartels have moved a huge number of people to this area out in the middle of nowhere, Arizona, all coming through here.
Now it's going into the tents, showing you the men that are coming to Lukeville, Arizona, across the border. And folks, they're not being deported, they're being imported. That's what you need to understand. All of them military-aged men from Syria. Now, keep in mind, these countries hate our guts. So in many ways that they are America's sworn enemies. Let's not fool ourselves, folks. And that has happened because of what the American people have allowed their politicians to do to their countries. You've said that before. Yep, but here's the manifestation of it right in front of your face, right?
So I'm going to ask you to stay on that side of it. You're welcome to film all you want.
Okay, now he's being the guy that's doing the interviewing here and exposing what's going on the southern border. Is being kicked off of the
Border Patrol. You could tell they're so frustrated. They want this to be reported. So I went up and I was able to get some really close-up footage of these guys. Unfortunately, we had somebody from the National Parks come out and tell me that this was a closed-off location. The press is not allowed to be as close as I was, so I had to move over here across the road. So apparently, only illegals can be on that part of our national park.
And you just heard what he said. That's exactly right. Now, just take that to the airport, to the bus depot, to the train depot. You have an unlawful organization there called the TSA, and they are unlawful. And the reason I say that is because they are, because they're violating the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights concerning every single one of us. In other words, the federal government is now pointing its finger at every one of us as suspect of being terrorists. But what he just got done sharing is all these Syrians that are being drawn over into America, that are being bussed into cities across the country, they're not. They have a free hand at it. Who's the problem, Americans? Have you figured this out yet? I hope so. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43.
Almost all fighting age men, they said over 500 today that came through, big day. And they said the new location where people are coming from, and this is shocking to me because I haven't heard this, is Syria. Big numbers coming to Lukeville, Arizona from Syria. At least 150 fighting age men here right now. They said they took the women and children earlier. They prioritized them.
They're lying.
But it's... bad, guys. It's really bad.
Okay, this is a guy right on the southern border.
Really bad.
And I do want to make clear that I'm also in contact with the sheriff over there. So this isn't hearsay. I'm also in contact with the senator in that state concerning what is in fact happening over there. And when I get information, I share it with them and they share it with me. This is exactly what's happening, folks. While they're distracting you with Israel right now, they have Syrians and Chinese nationalists and Mexicans coming into this country. Well, who are they? That's what I want to get to in just a moment. Let's finish this.
Biden did it. Mayorkas did this.
Okay, no. I want to say this. Okay, don't blame Biden. Honestly, I am so tired of people blaming Biden. Where's the wall that was built by Trump? Where is it? Not one inch of new wall was constructed. Now, there was 100 miles of refurbished wall, but not one inch was ever created. What happened to that? Isn't it interesting what he's responsible for, Donald Trump? All of his worshipers try to put on Joe Biden. No, folks, they're two wings of the same bird. They're pushing the same agenda. No question about it. No doubt. Also keep in mind that according to Tom Fenton's organization, Judicial Watch, Donald Trump funded the Muslims within the United States of America three times more than Barack Hussein Obama. So don't sit there and tell me about how it's just Biden. And furthermore, it's not Biden's fault. It's not Trump's fault. It's not Obama's fault. It's not Bush's fault. It's the American people's fault for allowing it. That's the truth of the matter. Until the people come to that conclusion, this is going to continue on.
Good round of recruits.
Yep, now what they're doing is they're taking these military-age Syrians and putting them on buses and then transporting them to cities within the United States of America. They're feeding them, they're clothing them, they're transporting them. The list goes on. And it's Border Patrol that's giving them rides into the cities of America.
Service.
Just want to make clear that you understand what's going on here, folks. Okay? This is on top of all of the people. And I thought, I don't know, is it just me, but I thought there was a terrorism problem in the country. No, that only fared for about, 18 years before they started accusing the American people? Well, no, if you were paying attention, it only took 2 years because the DHS defined Americans as domestic terrorists. Well, all of these others, illegals coming into America, they're welcome. You're the problem. Okay? Those that hate you will reign over you. Leviticus 26, starting verse 15, go to the end of the chapter. I want to show you this, friends. This is a Uber driver that wants to warn the people as to what he was shared with by a military-aged migrant inside of his car. This is an Uber driver. Listen carefully to what he says.
And it's a black guy, and he's from another country, and he's holding out this card. And he said, yeah, the UN sent me over here. I'm a soldier for the UN, and they gave me this card, and it's got a computer chip.
Okay, so an Uber driver's telling us that a military-aged male, a black migrant, has a UN card. He said that he was a paid soldier by the UN that was transported into America. Of course. Of course. Didn't I tell you that? Yep. And guess what? And then somehow or another, they're going to have possession of weapons, and then your government's going to blame somebody else for that too. Mark my words.
And it like a bank card, you know. But it's got the guy's picture on it, information, number. He's a number. And, you know, he's telling them that he was told, he was given a phone, he was given this card, and he was told to go to a certain city and get a place to stay and wait. They would get in touch with him through the phone, I guess a mass text message or something, tell him where to go when they needed him to do something. But basically, he was free to come into the country and hang out. Now, listen, he's not just going to come live here. If he's a soldier for the UN, he's not going to come live here for
six months.
And then pay him $2,200 a month. Okay? Whatever they're planning on doing it within, I would say, the next 90 days to 120 days.
Okay, so I have in front of us right now a Uber driver, that had a military-aged male migrant hand him a UN card, who had shared with this Uber driver that he was a UN-paid soldier that came across the border. Does anybody have a lick of common sense to understand it all makes sense? And once again, if you remember rightly, friends, I told you that this is exactly what this is all about. Now, tomorrow, when I have a little more time, I'm going to play another piece from a guy over the UK that's actually dealing with it. He's a hotel owner, and he's going to tell you what the government is doing over there with these UN soldiers. This is happening over there. So that means you still have time, Americans, to put a stop to this. Your call, under God. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.